family and friends to this daily segment we are grateful to call Be Encouraged. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Tuesday's episode of Be Encouraged. I am your host, Drenande Summons. A blessing and a privilege it is to serve continuously as your presiding officer, as well as for the presiding officer for this astounding organization, Refuge Mount Olive. Today, we are continuing our discussion of intention and how that correlates with prayer life. And let us dissect understanding what prayer is, because a lot of people get intimidated, when they hear this word prayer. But let us define what prayer means as we are understanding how relevant it is towards our life. So prayer is defined as a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. And I am reading the full definition so we understand it. I'm not putting a religious factor on the definition. Again, I'll read it with that understanding so that we don't get confused, but I will read it as it is defined: prayer, a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. So, you know, in prayers, a religious service, especially a regular one, at which a person gathers in order to pray. And the last definition is an earnest hope or wish. That's honestly my favorite one, if I can be honest with you, because it takes away the religious factors and it narrows down to, again, the intention aspect of prayer. And how prayer correlates with intention is in this third definition we just read, an earnest hope or wish. So we can define, and you can write this down, jot this down somewhere, but it is defined as an earnest hope or wish. How many earnest hopes and wishes do you have on your heart today? And with those hopes, wishes, desires, yearnings, whatever they may be, they're valid because you are worthy of them. And speak that into yourself. Pulsate that within the universe. You are worthy of your hopes, desires, ambitions, visions, dreams, everything you desire and so much more. Keep feeding yourself into that. Now we understand, again, praying. And we pray to God, who is, as we understand in our life, is the omniscient Alpha and Omega, who is able to grant us divinely our blessings without owing anything, without stepping out of our worth or value in order to obtain it. So again, at Romo, we practice and pray to God a monogamous God for us to grant us our blessings, our daily bread. With that being said, we receive all who worship in monogamy, pardon me, and monotheistic and polytheistic theories when it comes to honoring life in togetherness. So again, we are not subject to just believing in a one-sided way. If some people are called to pray to the trees, pray to the trees. If you're called to pray to the water, pray to the water. Because God is in control of all, so there may be a example. Christians, we pray to the cross, you know. There are certain symbols that we pray to help us. But whatever you are drawn to, my prayer is that you find that freedom in that, whatever that looks like for you. In divinity, in love, in truth, in power, in grace, in community, in individuality, in all that is who you are. So again, defining prayer was our intention for today, because we get again so clouded and jaded. Oh, did you pray and did we pray? And if you come from a religious background, it doesn't matter what religion you come from, there is a formality that we are taught when it comes to pray. We just don't communicate to our spirit guides in just this conversational lax formality. And that's what we have been taught. But this, again, breaks it down to the bare fruit of our life, our prayer life, and how we must be intentional. If we're going to hope for it and wish for it, and when it's presented or an opportunity is presented, and or when the opportunity is presented, we must be intentional in acting accordingly. And we'll talk more about that in our upcoming episodes. Thank you for listening in to this episode of Be Encouraged. I'm your host, Renande Summons. May heaven smile upon you. Until next time. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.